Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We've got a special afternoon edition today, which I totally dig because it breaks up my day and gets me away from the canvas for a little bit, man. And, you know, gives my hands a little bit of a break, which is nice. I like doing these afternoon shows. Hey, we've got a fantastic band today. The guys from this band Spiral Crush, which are out of Brighton, Michigan, and they just kick ass. Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great. This is Sean. Hey, same thing, man. Doing
Sean
great.
Sean and Scott.
Thanks
brothers,
for having us on.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we are brothers.
Absolutely. That's
what
cool.
Our parents tell us.
No. Was music in the blood? I mean, growing up, did you guys come from a musical family or whatnot, or you just said, "Man, we got to rock, we got to do a band." What's the story? How did it go down?
Well, music basically, as long as I can remember, has been a part of our lives. My dad did play drums, not seriously, but you know, growing up, high school time, played in a few bands, played drums, and I don't know, music was just always being played. But I think for Scott and myself, when we were very little, a kid on our bus had a Quiet Riot tape because his dad was into heavy metal, and we borrowed that, and it kind of just went from there. Like, oh, we should do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I grew up in Metro Detroit, and then in the city and whatnot. Brighton is north of Ann Arbor. Everybody's heard of Ann Arbor, and you know, there's a cool rock vibe in Michigan, in the Midwest, but especially in Michigan. Well, it's been a while since I've been there. When I was there, there was definitely a cool rock vibe. And I would dare say even more of a vibe. Everybody there thinks, you know, oh, Los Angeles is just, you know, all the – when I got to L.A., I was like, man, the people are rocking way harder in Michigan. I wasn't much impressed. Well, it had changed. I got out to L.A. during the wind down of the grunge scene, you know?
Right. And, well, that was the startup of the power punk pop stuff, right?
Exactly. And I was kind of like, oh, man, what is this? You know, because I just kind of – I had always had that vision of lost, you know, just babes and spandex and limousines and, you know, models and rock stars and – lots of drugs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that wasn't the case. It seemed like everybody was playing at a coffee house. And it was very expensive.
That's, that's sad. Coffee house.
Yeah, well, you had pop, you know, the punk pop stuff happening too, and it was just like,
you know that stuff had good energy to it, though. But there's definitely like a heavier vibe, I guess, about the Midwest. Maybe it's because we have so many cloudy days throughout the winter here,
the Michigan winters.
I'm telling you, and people can drink in Michigan. I noticed that, well, you know, people go out in California and have three cocktails and they call it a night. I'm like, what is this? I'm not used to that. Michigan's like a bunch of Klingons.
I might be having a beer right now, actually.
In the middle of the day. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm on musician hours, so.
Exactly. Well, I love that area, Brighton. We used to have, and again, I'm showing my age a little bit. It's been a long time. This is probably 20 years ago, but there was a guy out in that neck of the woods who had inherited this farm from like his grandparents had passed away, and he got this farm. And every full moon, he would have a big giant party on the farm. He didn't farm, or I don't think he knew how to farm, but he knew how to throw a party. And, you know, 1,000 people would come. It was called the Moon Squallers. And it was in between Brighton and Ann Arbor, I remember. Went to a few of those. It was
sounds
crazy.
Vaguely familiar. At least the legend of it does.
That's probably, I don't know how long it lasted. I can't imagine the police going, you know, the state troops going, oh, yeah, that's no big deal. We'll let that go on.
You know, that stuff used to go on a lot more, but yeah, it's definitely gotten more populated, a little bit more restrictions as far as your outdoor evening parties with a live band or 1,000 people.
Right, right. Well,
but it's still, you know, and I'll tell you this, this is what's great about being located in Brighton, because for those people who don't know this area, Brighton's pretty much centrally located between Detroit, Ann Arbor, Flint, and Lansing. So we don't have a very far drive to go to any one of those places. And they all have venues to go play at or go check out bands at. So
yeah, you can play the Foundry. You could go to the Machine Shop. And, and if you wanted to, if they're still open, I think they are, Harpo's, the old Harpo's.
Harpo's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I think they've just kind of revamped Harpo's and, like, updated it and made it even more of the rock club that you want to go to than it was before. So we haven't been down there yet with this current lineup, but looking forward to possibly doing that in the future.
We've heard good things about the changes at Harpo's. So
that's awesome. It's been many, many years since I was down, but I always had fun. in Michigan. You know, I always had a good time. Very cool. So you guys, of course, you knew each other and whatnot. Now, were you, Scott plays the drums, Sean does vocals and guitar. Was that always the way it was? I mean, did you guys gravitate towards those instruments and whatnot growing up?
I definitely gravitated towards guitar. I started when I was like 9. And Scott he's 3 years younger than me, so he wanted to play an instrument also. And I think you first started trying to do
it. I started trying to play guitar, but I was 6. And my brother was picking it up way faster than me. My fingers were too small. It just was,
found it very frustrating. He was getting mad.
Yeah, so I think I even tried piano briefly, too, and took a couple lessons. And I'm like, I wasn't really into that as much. And then my dad had his drum kit, his old Gretsch. And
nice.
I started playing that, and I was like, hey, this is a lot easier.
And it's fantastic because good drummers are hard to find, the problem with drummers, especially on the bands that are coming up, is since they're hard to find, they're usually in about 9 bands at the same time. If you want to go tour or something.
That can't happen.
I found in this day and age, it's like many musicians, at least in the area that we play, are in multiple bands. And, back in the day, it was kind of like you flew the flag of your home team, sort of, so to speak.
Right.
You're in your band. That's my band. Now it's like everybody bounces around every band. And it seems like it anyways. I don't know, but.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you guys got it together, and Spiral Crush, started rocking, and things were going good, and continued to. Now, you guys, I'm looking at my show notes here. Man, you guys have toured with, been on stage with a lot of big name people here, man. This is impressive.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate with some of the, very amazing bands we've had the chance to open up for. So it's been pretty cool.
That's always cool because you get to meet people too. Not only are you gigging, you're networking, And
exactly.
I've heard so many, I've never been in a band, but all my friends growing up and even today, they're either making movies or they're in bands. That's it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I like to go to good parties, and those are the people who throw good parties.
I always like to go to a good party. I can tell you that much.
Exactly. It's so true.
If you're playing in a band,
though,
too, it's like, the ultimate goal is to do the live show. We like writing songs, but the live show, and the live show is pretty much like going to a party. And then if you get paid, you're like, oh, my God, I just got paid to go to a party.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this, I said this before, but it's so true. And you'll see this at a good rock show. You'll see it at some other types of genres of music as well. I won't lie, but especially, not always, but a lot of the times you'll see, and this sounds very new agey in California, but it's like a magic moment, man. The bands just jam it, they're in the zone, and this energy bounces off them to the crowd, and then the crowd amps it up and bounces it back, and this tennis match starts, and it just builds and builds and builds. It's really, there's very few art forms of art where that happens.
It's definitely something that's hard to describe to somebody who doesn't experience it, but it's a thrill. It's like a, I don't know.
It's its own high.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster ride. It's like, you know, it's just
it's absolutely,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
It makes it all
that's
worth
so
playing
cool.
live, too.
And every night's different, you know. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. Absolutely. That's very true. That's very true. And sometimes I've seen that not happen, you know, when you're like, oh. But everybody has, you know.
If you've played
everybody
in a band, you've seen that not happen. I can tell you that much for sure.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Well, and it's
called paying
your
dues.
Yeah, exactly. And doing those shows, you know, when you're starting out and only the guys from your friend's band show up and their girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
maybe your girlfriend.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
I've been to those shows, but I've seen.
You know,
you got
a few shows where it's just, you know, you, the other bands, their girlfriends, your future ex-wife, you know, that
right.
kind of thing.
Exactly. Or even worse than that is when your ex-wife comes to the show.
Yeah, with the headlining band or something.
I'm still waiting for that.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Oh, man, I could tell a story, not about an art show, not a performance, but we won't. This is very, very cool. I'm telling you. I don't even want to get into it. It's mixing me up, man. It's mixing me up. Well, very cool. So, no, One Shot is the your current single that's out, but you guys have a lot of stuff that's out, and we've got a link to your website, spiralcrush.com. But we want people also to check out the CD Baby page. CD Baby
yes,
page.
Yes, please check out the CD Baby page. The reason we
right,
put the CD Baby page, I would like to mention, is because we get to set the prices mm-hmm. at CD Baby. And we're firm believers, especially if you want to, you know, order an actual physical copy or even just own a download of an MP3, you know, keep the prices low. So we can
right.
set them a little lower than, say, iTunes, which – I love iTunes. If you want to go to iTunes, go to iTunes. But we push CD Baby. That's kind of like our home base for sales on our personal level, being a do-it-yourself band.
Well, absolutely. And It's a very cool thing, and it also, you know, people don't realize, and I don't want to give too much away or anything in the business for those people not in the business. And you know, I'm not putting iTunes down or Apple. I mean, they got to make money too. But all I'll say this is, ladies and gentlemen, you would be amazed, shocked, and not in a good way, if you were to look at the split of an MP3 that you buy, like how much the artist gets versus how much Apple gets. You know, I mean, there's without a doubt.
I mean, it's all still, even today, relatively new territory. New laws,
right.
New regulations are going into effect, you know, even as we speak, as far as download and internet sales. And, you know, the internet's just a whole new world, especially to, you know, Congress and law. So, yeah, they're still working very hard to get the artists their, you know, their fair share. But like you said, you would be surprised at how little that can be sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. It's when I first found out, I was like, oh, my. You know, not that it's a big insider secret. Google's your friend, ladies and gentlemen, but you will be amazed when you find out, if I won't say. Another thing, speaking of internet, that's very important, and I always like to mention, cool band, like Spiral Crush, I lost my train of thought there for a second, but I got it back. You want to follow them on Facebook and social media, Instagram, that kind of stuff, where they're at. Because a lot of venues now, they'll ask how many likes do they got? How many, you know, and it kind of sucks, but it's very true. It's part of the business now.
Yep. So anybody out there, feel free to go check out our Facebook and like us. Check out the jam.
Absolutely.
You used to want to sell millions of records. Now you want to get millions of likes.
That's right. And get people into the shows.
Come to the show. That's where we'll have the most fun.
Absolutely.
And you can buy a physical copy of the album there.
That's right, because there's always a merch table. Always a merch table. And there's no pie to split there. It's very, very good. Hey, we have a caller. Do you guys want to take a call?
Sure, why not?
Cool. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We have caller. I don't know who they are or where they're from. But caller roulette. Here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
The drought is over. The drought is over.
Hey, how's it going?
She met me at the condo yesterday, right before she...
Wow, that was weird. I don't know what that was about, but...
Sounds like Scott's ex-wife was listening.
She met him at the condo.
I'm really doubting
yesterday.
That sounded like a guy. No, it sounds like the guy calling me like, yeah, the ride's over. The ride's over for you, Scott.
He did say something about a condo, I think.
Well, that we never owned a condo. We, you know, we're musicians, so.
Oh man. Well, who knows? Who knows? It's the internet. All kinds of strange things happen. That was some kind of weird deep web code. I know it. I know it's going to wind up on YouTube. Crazy. Tell us about One Shot. This is a fantastic. Should we play it and then talk about it, or how do you guys want to do it?
Yeah, let's play it.
You can work real hard to try and make it, or you can have a lot of heart and just fake it. But I'm beginning to see that it's mostly luck. Well, it's all who you know.
One Shot, Spiral Crush. I love it. What a track. What a track. And I didn't hit the button right. Hey, guys. That's fantastic. We've got Sean and Scott on from Spiral Crush. Fantastic track. Fantastic track.
Yeah, thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey, folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
When we hear it, no, like I said, I'm not in a band, I'm not a musician or anything. I'm just a listener, you know, I'm just a fan. But when the public hears a track like One Shot, you know, we hear the finished product of it. And it's like, you know, it's very easy for us to say, oh, well, that just started out and they did it in one take and there you go. And, you know, they used that for the masters and everything was fine. But I imagine that's not the case. Like with my paintings, people see the end result and they think, oh, okay, well, he just knocked that out. Sometimes, man, they fight me and I want to throw them in the street. Other times they come easy. And when you guys are writing a track like One Shot or any of your tracks, do they sometimes come hard, sometimes come easy? Or is it pretty
consistent? Without doubt. I think it's like with anything in life, you know, like playing music, I can say from my personal experiences, like sometimes, you know, you just sit down. Like that's that particular song, let's talk about One Shot. I grabbed an acoustic guitar one day, you know, the main verse part and the main chorus part, those two sections just kind of, you know, musically flew out of my hands. The first verse was pretty easy, got to the first chorus, had a melody, so, you know, boom, I'm off and running.
I will point out, too, this song was written originally, the shell of it, when we did our last album, Nothing to Lose. And just didn't come together all the way enough to be totally completed.
Yeah, because like when I got, you know, I got as far as I did, I kind of hit a wall with it. I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how I want to, you know, proceed. And so, you know, kind of put it on the back burner. And when we were demoing up stuff and working on stuff for the latest album titled Electric Life, One Shot was one we demoed up. We didn't really know what to do, but we were working with the guy that was helping us engineer it, co-produce it, Mr. Andy Padalon. And he had the idea of, like, well, you know, the middle section, that little bridge part, you know, the breathe it, want it, you know, the breakdown part.
Right.
And so, you know, once that happened, it was like, okay, now we can see how this could all go together, you know, just arranged it a little bit, and, you know, worked out the lyrics how we wanted them to go, and then a couple of overdubs, and next thing you know, we had a track that we thought was pretty slamming.
Oh, yeah. It is. It definitely is. It's very, very cool. I have a shelf. I have a shelf in my studio here, my workshop, of paintings that is just like that. I'll start working on something, you know, and these aren't commissioned or anything. Can't do that with a commission. You have to get the commission done. But, you know, and it's just, I'm like, I'm not feeling this. You know, I'll get to a point, I'm like, this needs, I need to wait a little bit on this and think about it. And
fortunately, sometimes, I mean, you can force stuff, and like, I'm sure if you've probably done this with maybe your paintings or something in the past, but like, there's been a few songs you kind of force them and you get them done,
right?
And it's not as satisfying. It's not as good of a song as maybe you thought it would it turn out to be. So it's best to just kind of, you know, wait for the right vibe,
let it brew.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very weird. It's and it can come anytime. I've woken up, you know, not to sound dramatic or anything, but one time I can think of that where I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like, I see it. I know how to do it now. And then I go do it, you know. But yeah, that happens quite a bit. You I imagine you guys have to you hear it, you know. You're like, oh, there it is. Everything clicks into place. And,
The title track, Electric Life, kind of came like that, didn't you? We wrote that kind of. Sean came with the main idea, and we kind of slammed that out within like one rehearsal. And I think Sean went back and wrote lyrics. It came together really fast.
Yeah, so that's when we were like, wow, that one's done.
So it all depends,
Well, it's very cool. Yeah, well, you know, and how they do. And you can't, you got to be able to wreck it. That's part of the, you know, being professional like you guys are and whatnot, is to know when to, when that happened, be able to recognize it. Oh, this is important. Got to get this down, you know.
Right.
I was looking at you guys' Facebook page just now. You guys just played, I guess, Friday night down in Hamtramck.
Down in Hamtramck. And I'll tell you what, we played with some fantastic bands that night, too. One band called The Lows. We've been friends with Angelo, the frontman of that band, for a while. And, you know, so we knew of them, and they were great. But then there was three other bands on the bill. And I just want to give them each a shout-out. We had Overdrive Orchestra. Who was the other two bands, Scott? Inkless and Empire 13. And every single band, it was just a great, you know, solid rock night. And so that was a lot of fun.
Really cool. Really cool show.
That's awesome. I miss Hamtramck. It's especially on Punchkey Day.
Hell yeah.
Hamtramck is a lot of fun. There's places to go. My only negative about Hamtramck is that it's all street parking. I wish somebody would build a parking structure somewhere down there. But other than that, it's fantastic.
Oh, it used to be the same way. I remember it because, yeah, that you're going to walk. It's
Finding parking can be a bitch.
I'll tell you. For me, it's you know, not as many shows in the wintertime are going to happen in Hamtramck for us because I don't like to walk in the cold.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
We also avoid taking the band trailer.
Things haven't changed, obviously. No, Hamtramck is very lovely, ladies and gentlemen. Don't send me emails. It's an adventure, or at least it used to be. Very, very cool. Now, are you guys have any other shows coming up that we can mention or should mention?
We do have on one show. We do this show at the Hell Saloon in Hell, Michigan. We'll go out there. It's a lovely establishment nearby our hometown. And we will go out there and do a full night of not only originals but covers. And we'll just go out there and play the entire night. And so that will be on April 13th, Friday the 13th, which is a great night to go out to Hell, Michigan, because you know, they like all things spooky and full moon and Friday the 13th and
devilish.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. But let's move on from just April 13th in Hell. But not many other shows booked after that, simply because – and I don't know if a lot of people know this or don't know this, so we've made it known a little bit, but whatever. But our longtime bassist has quit the band as of January of this year. We've had some good Detroit friends in other bands and stuff step up and fill in for gigs that we've had booked. And so we're currently looking for a new bass player.
So anybody listening that wants to move to Michigan or
that already lives here,
feel free to contact us.
That's right.
We're doing auditions.
That's fantastic. Well, there you go. And you can get a hold of them, folks, through the websites. We have links up, too.
Yep. Facebook Messenger.
That's right.
Spyrocrush.com.
Exactly. And while you're over there, you definitely want to like the Facebook page if you're trying to get into the band. I'm just saying.
It definitely helps.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music, LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mdmmusicllc.com. That's mdmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Now, have you guys, with lineup changes and whatnot, I mean, that can be kind of throw you for a little bit of a loop, but like you said, though, it's cool that other people you've been able to have people come in and step up and whatnot. Have you ever done that before, like had to replace somebody?
Well, how has been, like, in its actual infancy, when we originally started, our cousin was the bass player in the band. And so at that point, I think it was a couple of years in the jamming, playing together, we finally got an offer to go play with another Detroit band, Scott and myself. So Spark Rush broke up, you know, years ago, its infancy, all that stuff. And when we came back together, we ended up starting the band with our, well, now former bass player, Jimmy, who quit the band. You know, so that was around 2005-ish, and then, you know, we made the album in 2007 called Nothing to Lose and worked that. And so we've worked with Jimmy since 2005, and I would like to say, you know, it wasn't like a fight, argument, breakup, disagreement on direction, any kind of thing. As far as Jimmy's concerned, he's just, you know, playing in a band is not what he wants to do right now. He just had to let us know he's just gotten tired of it. You know, it's kind of not his thing. He wants to move on and pursue other things. And, you know, so that was cool.
Just like, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
But, we're
totally
now for a new bass player.
Yeah, so
that's
we haven't
cool,
done
though.
A
that's...
lot of lineup changes. So it did kind of throw us through a loop because when you play with somebody that long, you know, there's definitely a comfortability. You know, it's just
of
like this unspoken bond between us when we're playing. Like, you kind of know how to, like, just fit with each other's style, you know?
Very easy to just improvise and know what you can just read each other, what you're playing. And, you know, bringing in a new bass player or whatever, I mean, it's been a challenge finding somebody, but, you know, we're positive. We'll find somebody that fits.
Exactly. It'll happen. It'll happen. And, you know, getting the word out about it, too. That doesn't hurt. That's a good thing, you know. And it's
Not at all. That's what we got to thank guys like you.
Well, absolutely. You know, or anything we can do to help. You know, and the good thing is you brothers aren't fighting. You know, we're not looking at a Gallagher brothers from Oasis type deal here. You know what I mean?
We have had our share of arguments, but for the most part, me and Chauncey pretty eye to eye musically, so that's the good thing. Like, we might fight about some structures of songs or whatever else and some key things like that, but for the most part, I think we're pretty much on the same page. So
that's cool. That's cool. Well, that's awesome. And well, you guys got a lot going on and whatnot, and you know, it's just very exciting, very exciting. I can't wait. New music in the works?
Oh yes, we're dying to make a new album. We're working on a bunch of new songs. Unfortunately, that's been put on a slight hiatus until we find the right bass player, because we don't want to just bring somebody in and say, "You got to do
learn
this."
Me.
You know, we want it to be a collaborative process.
We
so.
Kind of like the writing process to be like a band together writing it, especially the music.
Yeah.
So that way it's feels
and the cool thing is,
you know,
sometimes I would imagine you maybe some the more ears are on something or the more eyes are on something, you know, there's different perspectives and you're like, oh, I didn't even think of that or I didn't even see that there. You know what I mean? That's
Without a doubt. Input coming from another member, you know?
Right, right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Very, very cool. Well, gentlemen, you know, it's a lot going on. I can't wait when you guys meet him. You got to definitely come back on the show. Or her, I should say. Oh, man, you got to.
Oh, yeah, everything's a possibility.
That's right. That's right.
We could be the first band with an alien bass player. I don't know.
Exactly.
Who knows what's going on out there? I don't know. I'm throwing out ideas. That's how optimistic I am.
That's fantastic. Very cool. And you guys are now working with Curtain Call Records. We have a link to them. Find folks over there at Curtain Call. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you are – I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Creative types are kind of, you know, they're weird. If you're in a creative business, whether it be a band or whatever, you know, a lot of times, you know, if we're making a little money, we have no qualms about hiring an accountant or something. But when it comes to PR, a lot of times
right.
we try to do that ourselves. That isn't always a good idea. If you're not good at it, you know, get somebody who is.
The other thing, too, is like you don't realize when you're your own, you know, business, so to speak, how much is out there and how much, like, I don't want to get into it, but let's just say, like, even, like, licensing agreements or something. Like, there's so much involved in the paperwork, and if you're an artist type, like, that is not the fun part of being an artist.
No. And
you know, and I would like to give a shout-out to Curtain Call Records for helping us out, taking us on as well, because fantastic people, and they have a lot of fantastic bands. So go to their website and check out, you know, not
the
just viral
bands that they're working with.
Yeah, and they got a whole roster of bands that are fantastic.
Very, very cool stuff. And cool folks over there, you know, just always on it. I deal with Angela personally over there. You can deal with whomever over there, but Angela's my go-to gal, and she is on it, baby. Let me tell you, I message
Angela's
her.
Angela's awesome.
I'll email her. I'm telling you, I will email her at 3 o'clock in the morning, and at 3:15, I got a response back. I don't think she sleeps. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and she has to put up with people like us. And we're like, I got that email. And then we, like, you know, we go into our, like, weirdo musician world of, like, you know, beers and acoustic guitars and talking. And then somehow, like, Scott, did you email Angela back? He's like, no, did you?
I thought you did that.
Yeah. What? Like, crap. And then we got to hustle and find a computer. And...
Oh, man, it's the same over here. I feel so bad. Yeah, she sent me the other day, I won't say the name of the band, but she sent me a thing. She's like, oh, yeah, this band, they've got this single coming out and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't think. I looked at my calendar. I'm like, well, you know, I can get them on in June. We're booked up till then. And I could just – then after I sent the email, I'm thinking, man, I bet her – I could just see her, like, being so frustrated. What do you mean?
Right.
I told you that single has to – so I emailed her back. I said, we'll move some people around. Here's what we'll do.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah. And here we are.
Hey,
no,
and people
kidding.
Should check out your paintings, right, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was checking them out myself, and on a personal note, I mean, Spider Crush is going to have to commission a painting from you.
No, well, we're definitely going to make that happen. We will definitely be talking about that. and making that a reality. That's anybody can commission anything.
We definitely will.
So are you
out on the West Coast? Is that where you're at now?
No, I used to live on the West Coast, but now I'm in South Florida. I'm just up Miami, Fort Lauderdale area,
We actually visit that area quite a bit. So maybe someday we can hook up in person. I'll buy you a beer.
Absolutely. And we have a guest room. We're a 10-minute walk from the beach. We have so many friends that are in bands that come through. I think mainly because we have a washer and dryer and shower. You know?
Definitely helps.
Very important when you're touring, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you have been touring for a while.
Unless you're a band guy, to be honest with you, I'm not that worried about being clean.
Right.
Well, you can't forget clubs and stuff, too. You can always buy a new, T-shirt at the bar. Other bands to play with, if not possibly the venue.
That's true. There's always a merch tape. Absolutely true. Well, that's cool, man. Well, I can't wait you guys are on again. And like I said, let me know next time you're down here. We will definitely hang out. Any excuse to have a party down here, we are on it. I was actually kicking around the idea of putting up a little stage. We have a giant backyard. And with the and you guys will appreciate this, the ginormous, everybody laughs when they see it, I'm from Michigan. We have a big bonfire, a big fire pit out there.
We totally understand, right? With the just saying giant fire pit. We're like, yeah, we get it.
It's so true. We put a fire in that thing, and my first thought is, man, I hope our team wins homecoming because you can burn out. It's very big.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come down, you make a bonfire, we'll make a float.
That sounds good. There we go. It's a party. Oh, man. Well, very cool. And, folks, once again, we really want you to get over to spiralcrush.com and also CD Baby, cdbaby.com/CD/spiralcrush and then the number one. Very, very important. Check out their stuff. Buy their stuff. That's very important to support, independent music and whatnot. Very important and very, very cool. I've had a lot of fun having you guys on today. You guys rock. You guys are awesome.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, anytime, man, anytime. Anytime we can help get the word out about anything. And once again, folks, in all seriousness, we joke around a lot and whatnot. Yeah, if you know a bass player that you think that these guys need to talk to or they need to talk to these guys, put them in touch, man.
We're open to auditions, so bring
That's
it.
Right. There you go. There you go. You might have a cool story to tell someday.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Exactly. Very, very cool. Well, gentlemen, that's going to do it for us today. And again, folks, One Shot, it's available everywhere. You can buy that along with many other songs out there. But definitely pick it up. And very good stuff. I like that track a lot, guys. I can't wait to hear more.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good day. And thanks again for being on.
Hey, man, take care. Thank you. Rock on.
You too. Bye. And, folks, that is going to do it for us today. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as they keep telling us to call it from now on. It's iTunes. But, yeah, it's up for free on there. Hey, if you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And that just really pisses my ex-wife off. No, it probably does, but, we don't care about that. But, no, our advertisers really dig it, and it's just fun to be on top of the page. What can I say? We will be back. Let's see. What is today? Today is Monday. That's right. Monday. We will be back tomorrow. No, we won't. We will be back Wednesday. So we will see you Wednesday. We've got fantastic actor from the new, I guess it's a thriller movie called, I guess that's what the genre is, called Prodigy, which is very cool. It's like crazy Firestarter type, Hannibal Lecter type, but a little girl. So there you go, anyway, we have the actor, Richard, who is plays a psychiatrist who's, trying not to get her to take over the world and eat everybody's souls. We will be back Wednesday with that. So tune in for that. We will see you later. And again, Spiral Crush, what a fantastic band. I really like these guys a lot. Okay, folks, that's it. We will see you tomorrow, or Wednesday.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.